This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour. It's the live Sunday edition. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You, besides using the telephone, you can also use our Discord app. You go to discord.freetalklive.com. Right there, you can download the app and then use that to call in. Besides calling in with Discord, you get to participate with all our chatters there, many hundreds of them. And there's lots of different rooms. I think you'll find it to be an interesting experience. Discord.freetalklive.com.
It's an experience.
It's an experience, and, you know, you'll find it interesting. Many people come back day after day after day after day.
Some people find it good interesting,
yep.
And some people not so much.
Right.
But it is interesting.
It is that. Another thing that was interesting, apparently you have a story where the state of Missouri has now said that you can't call anything that is not animal flesh meat, presuming that that meant you could call something that was not animal flesh meat previously, and one would presume that that means they've sold lots of things as meat that aren't meat.
You packed a lot in there, and I will unravel that as I go through this story from CBS News. And they begin here saying, as federal regulators consider banning the use of the word milk from nut-based alternatives, Missouri this week became the first
state. Which is probably something that kicked off by the dairy farmers that just want to, because, you know, nut juice isn't something that people are going to want. So,
but people have been using the term almond milk for thousands of years.
Is that so?
Yes.
Okay.
There's old texts that refer to various things such as almonds, coconuts, and other nuts that have been pulped and then turned into a white liquid.
Yep. Coconut
as
milk.
Milk.
Is, yep. Coconut milk is a term that has been used for a long time.
Yes.
I guess.
It's just recently that, you're right, the dairy industry got really upset.
Yep.
But nobody thinks, I mentioned peanut butter earlier, nobody thinks that peanut butter
is butter.
Has cow juice in it.
Yeah, they don't necessarily think that.
Almond butter. Nobody thinks that has cow juice in it.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
sunflower seed butter.
Yeah, people are, you know, and yeah, so this. Seems to be in that same vein.
When I've had all of this, I've had a lot of these things pass through my hands because I used to have pigs, and I would feed the pigs the things that I got from grocery stores. And
yep.
In many cases, the things I got from grocery stores were almond milk, cashew milk, you know, a variety of different nut milks that were out there. And I
also got cow's milk.
Yeah, lots of cow's milk, lots of skim milk, and, you know, lots of different stuff, just different things. Sometimes
right.
Some orange juice. They didn't care. They're pigs. I guess I never looked at it, and when I said saw cashew milk, I never thought to myself, this contains some amount of dairy product.
Right.
I always thought, this is a substance that is probably white and has been made from cashews.
Yes. And, you know, that's a completely other discussion, but it is somewhat related.
I guess, you know, when this is one of the things where you'd want to know what the average person thinks. But then I think of all these man in the street videos where...
Does the average person think?
I don't know the answer. I have a very low estimation of the average person after watching too many of these Jimmy Kimmel videos where they send somebody out in the street. The one I watched most recently was... They had a map of the globe, and it said, name a country.
Any country.
Any
it
country.
It doesn't matter which one.
They kept naming Africa.
Not a country.
Not a country. That's a continent. Well, I know there's South Africa. Where is it? None of them. Not one of the ones that they showed. And I don't know how many people they interviewed.
Hold on. At the very end, you turned it off before the very end.
No, I didn't.
The kid.
Right, but you would think that one of these Nimrods could go to the south part of Africa and find South Africa.
You would think that one of these people would slap the stick right in the big America-shaped thing and say, "America."
Now, I will say they did. They were clever because they switched the continents around, so they had the Western Hemisphere to the east and the Eastern Hemisphere to the west. And although the globe is round, and it's just not normally shown that way on a map.
Correct.
So people were a little befuddled because America's supposed to be sort of in center upper left hand side,
right?
And Canada's supposed to be, but it's not.
China is. America. How's China America now?
Yeah. One guy, I think, pointed to Alaska. Like, here's Alaska. That's a state. I don't know. Yeah. Finally, this kid shows up, takes the stick out of the person's hand, and just begins naming everything.
Geography lesson.
From the bottom right. Got Papua New Guinea. Not hard. Not easy.
Yes.
But just ding, 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 ding.
Right. But also, if you watch game shows like Jeopardy!, there are times when really, really smart people just have a brain freeze, and they're like, they'll buzz in. I forgot what I was going to say.
I understand.
And then Mustache Guy says the answer, and he's like, "Yeah, I knew that."
Yeah, I'm sorry. That it is inexcusable to me. Inexcusable that somebody could be called a high school graduate. And, I mean, be given a driver's license. I mean, like, there's so many things that I feel like they're just unqualified for that is in everyday life. If you cannot name a country in 30 seconds, you look at a map, you cannot name one country, you have 30 seconds. And, yes, I'm sure they called out a bunch of people who could do this, were able to do this. Because if they had grabbed me walking down the street on any one of these questions except for which Kardashian is this, like, I'm just going to sit there, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But any one of these tests that they do, yep, fine, I know I could do it.
Isn't Jenner the Kardashian now?
I would guess that you could call Jenner a Kardashian. I mean, it's the
Because, like, he's married...
Right.
Somehow related. So let's get back to what the Missouri legislature did in becoming the first state to prohibit the use of the term meat.
Well, before we go on, I have a question about these man on the street tests. Tell me what you think about these. Am I wrong for being judgmental? And are they lying to me and just finding the dumbest people possible?
I would say a little of both. Because I tend to give people...
855-450-3733-855. 450, free as in freedom.
I tend to give people a little bit of benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Because, I've had conversations with people, and I've had conversations before where, it's sort of a high-pressure situation, right? And then you're like, I know this, but you just can't formulate the words, but at the same time, they might also be doing some selective editing as well.
I suspect those things are true. When they, I found the most important one is do you think that Trump's, should keep war on the table when dealing with North Korea, right? And then they go out and they say, they bring the same map, say, well, I think this one actually was, it was transposed, the Western Hemisphere was on the west, the Eastern Hemisphere was on the east, and say, can you show me where North Korea is? Just point it on a map. And some people got in the sort of the general vicinity, but they didn't seem to know that North Korea was on the mainland as opposed to an island.
Right.
Like, countries don't just float out in the water.
Well, some countries are out in the water, like,
yes, they do.
All the island countries in Polynesia. New Zealand is out in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
French Polynesia. Out in the water.
Yes, but every country isn't... You don't find a landmass and just presume that's a country. Like, there's lines demarcating continents being cut up into countries. So,
true.
Yeah. And now, I'll admit, North Korea is not easy to find on a map. It's not the easiest country to find on the map. It's not particularly
easy. Oh, look at the nighttime satellite view. It's pretty easy to find.
It gets a lot easier then. But it's small enough, if you saw a global nighttime satellite view, it wouldn't stand out. It stands out when you look at South Korea.
The regional, yes.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And it's Daryl.
We've been across the board tonight, from the United States not leading the world in mass shootings to gun ownership, school boards, and then, you know, Mark, the geography snob. I really, really, really irks me when people can't answer, in history too, when people can't answer very simple questions.
Have I ever told you why I hate Madagascar?
Well, it seems like a really strong thing to say, but go ahead.
In eighth grade, there was a geography bee.
Uh-huh.
And the question that I had,
yep,
that if I got correct, I would have won the geography bee was...
For the school or some
for the
regional?
School.
Okay.
For the school.
Just eighth grade?
Eighth grade.
Okay, so for the eighth grade. All right.
That would have then, you know, had me, if I won, I would have gone to, like, the county geography thing.
For eighth grades.
Yes.
Okay.
Question was, what is the island off the southern coast, the island country off the southern coast of Africa? And I pronounced it incorrectly.
What'd you say it as? You're from Alabama. You pronounce pretty much everything.
I got the G and the D backwards.
Madagascar?
Yeah, instead of Madagascar.
Huh. All right, well, I can see why they didn't give it to you, but it's really, really close.
It was close.
It's the real deal.
And I got it wrong, and that's why I hate Madagascar.
Words change, and Zencash has now changed its name to Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on the zero-knowledge technology that backs Zen. It's a decentralized, secure node architecture, which means secure, because it has more nodes than even Bitcoin does. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. I haven't used it for any of this stuff yet, Daryl. I do like it as a currency. I think it's a real upgrade, and I've back it, interested in it, even going so far as looking into mining it. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. It's Horizen, horizen.global.
Now, Mark, if you do wind up mining, then you would be running a full node, which would enable you to do the private chat and some of the other things that they're working on doing.
I see.
So, well, shall we talk about meat?
Yes, yes.
And what may or may not be meat? Again, headline from CBS News, Missouri becomes first state to ban use of the word meat on anything but animal flesh. The law, which took effect on Tuesday, bars food manufacturers from representing a product as meat if it is not, quote, derived from harvested production, livestock, or poultry, end quote. Violators are subject to up to a one-year term in prison,
what?
And a fine of as much as $1,000.
Okay. Fines, that's what the government does. But the idea that you're going to imprison somebody for selling something as meat that's not meat just seems like a crazy use of your incarceration mechanism.
Right, but there's also the thing in California of if you give someone a plastic straw without them expressly requesting a plastic straw, there's a prison sentence and a fine.
Great.
Well, the measure was supported by, as you guessed it, the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, which cited consumer confusion as well as a desire to protect ranchers as reasons for the bill.
But I'm trying to determine who's calling something meat that isn't the flesh of animals.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Mike Deering, the Cattle Group's executive vice president, said earlier this year in a statement commending the legislation, "This is about protecting the integrity of the products that farm and ranch families throughout the country work hard to raise each and every day. I never imagined we'd be fighting over what is and isn't meat. It seems silly. However, this is very real, and I can't stress enough the importance of this issue." The cattle group is especially concerned about attempts at clean meat, which is produced by animal cells grown in a lab.
Oh, so lab-grown meat.
Lab-grown meat.
See,
which comes from animals.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way.
Cells of animals. Okay, so I guess if we're going to use the term lab-grown meat, what else would it be? Like, what are you going to call a steak grown from cow cells in a lab?
Well, they're not saying you can't use the word steak.
Steak is a piece of meat that has not been ground up.
They're saying you can't use the word meat. You can have a tuna steak. You can have a tuna fillet.
Right, I didn't say that it was a cow. I said it was meat that has not been ground up.
True.
That's what I call a steak.
Yep.
I may be wrong on that definition. I'll look that up.
There is the Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak's cut up. But it has the word Salisbury in front of it.
True, but it's still... So, continuing on, again, they say the cattle group is concerned about these, you know, clean meats that are produced by animal cells grown in a lab, and they support a proposal by the, support having a proposal sent to the U.S. Department of Agriculture that would wind up setting a national law that's the same as the Missouri law.
I guess my question would be if lab-grown meat's coming, and I don't care what laws the Cattlemen's Association puts on the books in what places.
Not only is it coming, I've heard that it's actually available in some places.
Oh, I didn't know that you could buy it.
Yeah, there's something called, I think it's called the Better Burger, that is one of these lab-grown things, and it also bleeds.
Well, it's meat. I guess. What are you going to call this stuff if you don't call lab-grown meat? I just don't know what else to call it. I wasn't thinking about this. I thought that this was somebody was, you know, calling a tofu steak a meat or something, adding some level of confusion. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned tofu because the article goes there. The developments are not going down well with proponents and makers of plant-derived foods. Tofurky, the maker of burgers and sausages made from plants, has joined forces with civil liberties and animal activists in filing a lawsuit to block the new measure. The injunction filed Monday in a Missouri federal court. Tofurky and the ACLU argued that the state had not heard complaints from consumers that were allegedly confused about the use of the phrase plant-based meat. Preventing food makers from using the term violates First Amendment rights, according to the ACLU in the suit.
This almond milk complaint is no one thinks of almond milk as real dairy derived milk. No one thinks as lab grown meat is something other than meat grown in a lab.
Besides, the word meat has for years been used to refer to the edible portions of fruits and nuts as well.
It's true.
The meaty portion of a tomato.
You're right. I didn't think about that, but yes.
Nor did I.
I thought of when you said the meat, I was thinking of the nectarine, like a nectarine or a peach or something.
Yeah.
By the way, in Spanish, they call the pit of a nectarine a bone. So, you know, I mean, It's very much like hueso. Very much like meat in that way. 855-450-3733. Do you think that the lab-grown meat should be disallowed from being called meat? Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. confirmation hearings begin on Tuesday for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois tells Fox News Sunday he's concerned that the Trump administration is withholding information on Kavanaugh.
The assertion of executive privilege by the White House to take 100,000 documents and say the American people will not get a chance to see them as they reflect on Kavanaugh's background is the first time in history. This denial of access to documents violates a rule that we thought was the tradition of the Senate.
Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is, 55 or higher. If he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Right now, we're taking on the very important issue as to whether or not lab-grown meat is in fact meat at all. May you call. Should we be fined and imprisoned for calling lab-grown meat meat?
Well, I don't think they're saying that a private individual can't do that.
You have to
they're
sell
saying
it.
That, correct, it is illegal now in Missouri to manufacture foods representing a product as meat if said item is not derived from harvested production livestock or poultry. And depending on how one defines the word livestock and poultry,
yes,
then that tuna steak that I mentioned previously, can you use the word steak?
A lot of people don't use the term meat to describe fish or chicken.
Au contraire, you go to the seafood section of, you know, a grocery,
yeah,
and get that prepackaged can of, what is it? Oh, yes, crab meat.
Uh-huh. I'm only...
They use the word meat.
Right.
Is crab livestock? Meat, it sure as hell isn't poultry.
Meat is this kind of word that just gets used when they feel like using it. But I don't, right. Again, to me, meat is the flesh of an animal.
They also mention the large, chunky parts of fruits and nuts.
That's called meat, no doubt.
The meaty portion of the tomato.
Indeed. Well, let me tell you about CryptoTip.org. CryptoTip.org is, to some extent, a creation of Ian Freeman here. He took an open source website, had it redone, and made it into what I think is a great activist tool. CryptoTip.org allows you to go and print out tips that you can give away at restaurants and places that they, you know, take tips. Maybe you're talking about, I don't know, taxi cab drivers or your Uber driver, whatever you want to do. Whoever you want to give tips to, you can create a paper wallet there. But this paper wallet's special. It's not like regular paper wallets because it has lots of instructions on how people can redeem their cryptocurrency. Plus, if they don't use it, this business card size printable cryptocurrency tip, if they don't use it, then it returns to you in a set period of time. And you have different choices on how long you want it to be, 30 days, you know, 90 days.
1, 2, 3, 6, or 12 months.
There you go. CryptoTip.org now with Dash and Bitcoin Cash. CryptoTip.org.
So there's actually a press release that was put out by the Good Food Institute, who is one of the parties to the lawsuit against the state of Missouri over this law. And the CBS News article references part of that statement. And so instead of just reading the one paragraph that they chose to pick out, let's read the whole statement, shall we?
Sure.
Skipping the first 2.5 paragraphs that basically restate everything that we said about the law going into effect and the similarities to the milk labeling things that are now being discussed at the federal level. Statement says, no one buys tofurkey plant-based deli slices thinking they were carved from a slaughtered animal any more than people are buying almond milk thinking it was squeezed from a cow.
No.
Rather, the Missouri law's explicit
aim... Cows just fed almonds. Exclusively almonds. That must be what almond milk is. What else could it possibly be?
Well, going back to the aforementioned stupid people, did you see the study recently that, what was it, 6 or 7% of people surveyed thought that chocolate milk came from brown cows?
Yeah, man. 6 or 7%? I guess that there has to, right, something, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there is somebody that thinks that almond milk comes from a cow that was only fed almonds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
To some extent.
They're not the average person. You don't protect against stupid. That's why you wind up with, what is it, like 10 different warning labels on a ladder.
So people get told things when they're young. And in many cases, they don't question those things as they get older because they just don't find a reason to question them. Like, you wouldn't necessarily question the color of the cow from whence chocolate milk comes if you believe that all chocolate milk comes from brown cows. In the same way that you don't question the color of the cows when you don't believe that all chocolate milk comes from brown cows. So I kind of can give a pass to people. I mean, you know, I suppose there's an adult running around that still believes in Santa Claus, but that's kind of something that's questioned, whereas brown cows and chocolate milk isn't. But people are told this, that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. My son doesn't believe this because he's never tasted chocolate milk. But that's because his mother, you know, is carefully...
I didn't believe it because I knew that the chocolate syrup came out of the Hershey bottle.
Right. That's how we made it at my house,
whatever
too.
The off-brand was because, you know, Hershey was too rich for us.
Sure. Yeah. That's pretty much right. Do you remember, did you guys use any of the, like, I remember there's a strawberry one. Now I would never even consider drinking strawberry milk, but there was a time in my life this seemed like a good idea. Let's take some strawberry syrup and add it to milk. It'll be fun. But...
I don't generally drink cow's milk anyway.
No, I meant, did you ever experience this in your home?
I have experienced strawberry milk.
Okay.
But what I was going to say is, if I'm going to drink cow's milk, I do like to have some flavor added to it.
So seriously? So
yes.
If you drink cow's milk, you're going to want chocolate or strawberry or some other flavor.
But I hardly ever drink cow's milk.
Yeah.
Just because... I don't know, something with, it's very mucus. Phlegmy.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's mucus. It's from mucous membrane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no wonder it makes a little bit of a reaction. As a matter of fact, they say if you have a cough, like a, one of these expectorant kind of coughs, you've got the stuff
coming
up. We've
got a cough button for that.
Yep, thanks. That was not a real cough.
Yeah.
And if you shouldn't drink milk because it will add to the phlegm.
Yes. Again, jumping back to the statement from the Good Food Institute, they say, rather, Missouri's law explicit, or rather, the law's explicit aim is to protect current meat producers from competition from plant-based and clean meat companies. We're just trying to protect our product. And that's a quote that they link over to where it's a quote cited in St. Louis Today from one of these people explaining why they supported this law. Our lawsuit documents that the law infringes on the First Amendment, preventing the clear and accurate labeling of plant-based and clean meat products, and denying fair and honest competition in the marketplace.
Now, I personally am of the opinion that freedom of speech should be limited to the truth, but I do believe that it is true to say that lab-grown meat is meat, in the same way that I think it is true to say that almond milk is milk.
Yes.
Coconut milk is certainly always been called coconut milk for a very long time.
Right. If I sell you the severed leg of a dog, but I say, this is a T-bone steak.
Yeah.
I have committed fraud.
I would agree.
Stephen Wells, Animal
But fraud, I'll go a step further from libertarians on this issue. For me, it's not just about fraud. It's about full-on lying. Because I think that people get payoffs.
Which is fraud.
Not necessarily. No, fraud isn't necessarily that way. So fraud would be lying for financial gain as defined by many libertarians. To me, I think people get payoffs in all kinds of different ways. Some of those ways are just psychological in telling lies about other people. So somebody could tell a lie about
fraud.
You or I for no gain at all. And that would just be a lie as opposed to fraud.
I think we'll have to agree to disagree on the definition of fraud.
Okay.
Because I would say that an outright lie is fraud.
Ian,
whether
we're not.
You're not having a conversation with Ian right now.
But I did have a conversation. You were in the room when Ian got all huffy about me pulling down the one video online because people were telling lies. And that, therefore, would be fraud by the definition you and I are using. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
I don't know that anybody was lying in that video. You just didn't like the edit.
Well, you can lie through editing. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and Live Sunday Edition. It's Mark with you.
And it's Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You have an opinion on what meat is? They do in the Missouri legislature, where they just passed a law that said that meat has to be the flesh of an animal, which sounds on its face to be a very true statement, but now that we've read it, not so sure. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
I had always understood meat to refer to the muscle mass of an animal,
right.
Whether it was a crawfish, such as you would eat the meat from their tail, or a shrimp, you would eat the same thing. Fish, you would eat the muscle mass.
Would fish be livestock? Because the Missouri law says that meat refers specifically to things harvested from harvested production, livestock, or poultry. I don't think seafood falls into the definition of livestock.
By that token, they could not say that tuna is meat.
Right.
So when you say organs, you say specifically muscle. I've heard the term organ meat, and I've often considered liver to be part of that, but liver wouldn't be a muscle. It's an organ,
right.
Specifically designed cells for cleaning the body and things like that. It's eaten by lots of folks. I eat liver, as a matter of fact, when it's put in front of me. I don't go out looking for it, but sure, I'll eat your liver. I've had kidney pie. Now, heart is definitely organ meat. So, anyway, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, a heart is also a muscle.
Right.
But by the same token, that's why you add a modifier.
Right.
Organ meat, for instance.
Right.
Chicken livers with little smokies. It was one of my favorites that my mother used to serve me way back in the day.
That's some good catfish food.
You trying to catch catfish?
That's the only thing I've ever used chicken livers for, was to catch catfish.
You are a very picky eater. That's for sure.
Well, that's okay. He's free to be a picky eater.
It's fine as long as I don't have to deal with it, yeah.
That's true. Now, the thing about milk, that just sounds to me like they're passing a law, you know, it would be the same as passing a law to outlaw the use of hammers to bash your own skull in.
I'm not sure what that has to do with anything. Go ahead.
You're trying to save stupid people from themselves.
I see.
Yeah, same thing on this meat thing. And I actually decided to see what Merriam-Webster had to say. Definition one.
Yeah.
Food, especially solid food, as distinguished from a drink. Definition 1B, the edible part of something as distinguished from its covering. Definition 2 is animal tissue, considered especially as food. And then they give an archaic definition that means a meal, specifically dinner. Definition 4 is the core of something. So Webster's seems to say that any solid thing that can be edible can be referred to as meat. So the meat of a tangerine.
Okay, how about the meat of a potato that goes with your meat and potatoes?
Yeah, they call it that. Yeah, it's confusing, this whole thing, and I guess the lawyers in Missouri intend to sort it out for us.
And you have to eat the meat before you eat your pudding.
I hear that's some rule somewhere.
Yes.
I say, why not? Go ahead and eat your pudding. If you're going to have pudding, just go ahead and eat it whenever you want. Let's go call in Albert here, calling in from Alaska. Albert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Hi, I sent you guys a GoFundMe link about my case involving security guards and Anchorage police up here.
Why don't you tell me about it?
Okay, all right. So 2016, February 9th, I was at the transit center downtown here in Anchorage. And
what's a transit center?
It's a bus station where buses come and go to transfer people on their routes.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I was in the transit center, and I was on my way to the bathroom, and the security guards started stalking me in there and then performed a false arrest on me while I was using the urinal.
What did they say you did?
They had a suspicion or a belief in their mind that I was trespassed, but there was no criminal case number involved in that, so it was just pretty much a figment of their imagination. So they acted in concert with the police up here and revoked my rights, and so that's what I got a lot.
Had you been kicked out in any way from the bus station previously?
No.
So they just decided that you were somebody else, or what? Why did they decide this?
No, it's part of this trend I see around that, you know, people are just forfeiting their rights and blindly accepting the police state.
Why'd they do it, though? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I know. I got the police report. They made a false allegation. So,
what did they allege?
They alleged I was trespassed, but there was no criminal case involved in that.
So how are they alleging that you were trespassing?
Excuse me?
How did they allege that you were trespassing if you had never been told that you cannot be at that location?
That's what they told the police when they falsely arrested me. So they pretty much...
So did they ask you to leave several times, and then you didn't leave, and then they gave you the trespassing charge? Or?
No. Actually, there's an issue about them manhandling drunk Alaska Natives downtown at the transit center. So a few months before that, I raised an issue about that, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently they took a grudge against me for that, so they manufactured a story.
I see.
And then stripped me of my rights while I was using the urinal because of that.
So did you have to do any time, or what exactly were the results of this?
Yeah, I had to do a few months on a bunch of trumped-up felony assault charges, but ultimately, because the case is so weak, it was dismissed. So that's why I'm filing a lawsuit on it right now.
Hold on, so how do we go from trespassing to felony assault?
Exactly. That's what happened. So I'm not even a trespasser.
I'm not the one alleging that it happened. You're saying that it happened. I'm asking, how did they get there?
They performed a false arrest on me while I was using the urinal. And
did you try to fight them off when they did that?
No.
Okay.
No. It's 3-on-1. Me against 3 police officers or security guards.
Who are they saying that you assaulted?
Excuse me?
Who are they alleging that you assaulted?
They're alleging that I assaulted them, the guys that performed a false arrest on me, the security guards.
So you've already done the time on that, and that's done?
Well, the case missed. I didn't even... I was held on it
for
a few months, but ultimately I never got charged for...
Did they give you any kind of bond?
Yeah, I bailed myself out after a while.
After a while, you managed to drum up the money. Well, good luck with it, Albert. I hope that it works out, and if you have any forward motion on it, I'd like to hear back about it. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Pat, calling in from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello. Well, I was thinking that this Missouri statutes that they're trying to push through,
yep,
they pretty much cut their own throat right off the get, because they're talking about any stock that was agriculturally raised or whatever on a farm. Well, they've got catfish farms, they've got crawdad farms. And they certainly aren't eating grass or grain or whatever.
Yet, do catfish and other things that live in water, do they fit the definition of livestock? Because they're sure as hell not poultry.
Right. I mean, are they going to try to redefine the word stock? I mean, you know, what's on the end of a gun? What do you order when you need more pipe? You order stock.
Well, they're specifically using the word livestock, which is
right. Word. I understand. I understand. But if you know, how lawyers like to nitpick and break things down. I mean, this could get absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, if the lawyers involved, there'd be some lying going on. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Pat. Appreciate it.
Yep.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Barry calling in from South Carolina. Barry, you got a quick meaning for the word meat?
Gentlemen,
hey, what's up? Yeah?
Come sit down and meet with me.
That's good one. That's a different spelling. Thanks
that's
for the call, Barry.
Common elm.
It's a dad joke. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.